All right. Good morning, everybody. Hey, a lot of really good assignments came in this week, so thank you guys for getting them sent in. I sent Benjamin's out, so hopefully you take time to read it. He gives a really good kind of a list, and actually it's 10 items that he uses in his life to work the sliding scale and to work the triangle. Because it's always a challenge. A triangle is a challenge, and it wouldn't be worth pursuing if it wasn't a challenge. And that's, you know, our lives are always a challenge to keep in balance. You know, there's always things that, then there's always things in our lives that need attention. We have to, when we have to pay attention to those things. And I also wanted just to read a sentence that Gary wrote when he's talking about the word. Because, you know, there's always a counterfeit. You know, the enemy is the great counterfeiter. So there's always a counterfeit triangle out there too. And, but it'll sneakingly bring into our lives, flip us to, back to, money, property, and prestige rather than the people, places, and things. And, so the enemy's cunning, and he is that guy. He is that, roaring lion seeking someone to devour. So that's where. So what do? We got to stick close to the Word. We stick close to the Lord. We stick close to good, solid teaching from the Word. But Gary wrote this about spirit, and I thought it was a great line. I've read the Bible more in the past year than I ever had, letting the Bible speak to me instead of me interpreting it opens my mind to so much more. And isn't that what they do? We can do, or at least I know I can do, as I come to the Bible with my own agenda of what I want it to tell me, rather than just letting it speak to me. You know, wanting to argue with God about what He has put in His book to us, and then maybe the people that are in the book and what He says about them to us, and get into arguments rather than just let it. But let it just speak to me. And I just thought that was great, because that is a great lesson when it comes to the sliding scale and listening to God rather than arguing with Him. Because it can be really fun for us. We think we can argue with God because we have a better idea and a better way. As we go into today, the day He opened my eyes, one of my favorite chapters, really is. Let's pray as we go forward this morning. Lord, we thank You for this morning. We do thank You for these last 2 weeks of the triangle, the sliding scale, and, really, what a tool that Patrick shared with us that he uses in his own life. And really, it's a great tool for us to draw near to You. And Lord, to be about the correct things in our lives and to take the time to make the proper adjustments. Because if we're working the triangle, if we're paying attention to the sliding scale, we don't have to make giant adjustments. Hopefully that was taken care of a few years back for many of us. And now we're just working every day to make the adjustments necessary to stay on the path, to stick close to You, and to really to be about those people, the gifts that You've put into our lives. And to see what you are going to do as we move forward. We thank You for this morning. We thank You for this time. We do pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Amen. The day He opened my eyes. You know, there's so many scriptures that come to mind for me thinking about that. And thinking about the struggles we have, you know. Because Jesus says in John 16:33, He says, we're going to have trouble in this world. So, there was that ditty was for Coca-Cola, things go better with Coke. And I think we want to think that, hey, things go better with Jesus, yay. And they do, but it's hard work. it's hard work. It takes time. And, Paul so describes, because Pat talked about, yeah, he fumbles and he's got to get back up again. And yeah, we things happen and we make mistakes and all this kind of stuff. And And Paul talks about that struggle in Romans 7. You know, he really talks about it, that we struggle. We struggle with our flesh. We struggle with just our own thoughts and ideas. We struggle with all these things in this life. And because Paul calls it, he's waging, Romans 7:20, says, "But I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members." Ah! Isn't that kind of what we say? You just want to scream out. And then he says, "Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord." And then he goes on in, you know, Romans chapter 8, verse 1, is, I remember memorizing that as a young Christian. He says, "There is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." In Christ Jesus. The day he opened my eyes, I'm in Christ Jesus. "For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death." We're set free from it, but yet we still have these bodies, we still have this flesh, we still have our struggles, we still have our daily, and it is a narrowing way, because this always seems to be closing in on us. In a way, because it's bringing us to the life, it is bringing us to the people, places, and things, it's bringing us to the life of God in Christ. And yeah, it has its daily struggles, but it always has its daily at the end of the day. You know, that was worth it. It is worth living a life to seek to give glory and honor to God every day. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for everyone on the phone this morning. We thank you for companies, businesses, families, positions that you've put us in that we don't deserve. Who are we? Because we took those positions gladly and made some good messes of things. But at the same time, you didn't turn your back on us. You didn't stop working on us. You just kept working. And Lord, you brought us to that place where we could see that we were in desperate need of a miracle. Every one of us has been in that place. We were in desperate need of a miracle. And you didn't say, "Well, you missed out, you lost your chance, it's over." No, you gave us an awesome second chance. And as we know and we hear so often, second chances, Lord, they're not for the faint of heart. They're not easy. But boy, they do bring life. They really do bring us to life. We thank you for the life that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ, who the one who did truly set it all aside. He set aside and became a man, all that he was and had at the right hand of the Father. And he took you took that place on the cross, so we didn't have to bear it. You bore it for us. So we just give you the praise and honor and the glory today, as we have the opportunity to serve you, to love you, and to go forth with you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.